We are talking about why your employer health insurance is completely broken and how to fix it before April.
Honestly, this is the stuff no one wants to deal with. You get a new job, check a box during orientation, and forget it.
The math behind that default choice is rapidly falling apart. National benefits data for 2025 shows the average family premium just hit $26,993.
Wait, almost $27,000 just for having the insurance? It feels like a massive chunk of money just vanishes from my paycheck.
It really does. That premium is a 6% jump from last year alone. Your healthcare costs are growing way faster than your salary.
So even if I got a standard 3% raise, my insurance basically ate it. How much of that total cost am I actually paying?
Workers are contributing an average of $6,850 a year for family coverage. Employers are quietly shifting the financial burden directly onto our shoulders.
That is honestly a massive hit to take-home pay, especially if you work for a smaller company that cannot negotiate good rates.
Oh, absolutely. Workers at small firms often pay around 36% of the total premium for family coverage. They pass those higher costs straight down to you.
That is brutal. It really makes you realize why budgeting based on your gross salary is a complete trap.
You have to budget around your net income. That is what actually hits your bank account after these crazy deductions.
But what about high deductible plans? My company pushes those super hard to keep our monthly payroll deductions down.
High deductible plans offer the illusion of savings. They lower your premium but transfer massive financial risk to you in an emergency.
Tell me about it. You pay less each month, but you are terrified to actually go to the doctor for anything minor.
The average annual deductible for single coverage hit $1,886 this year. More than a third of workers now face deductibles of $2,000 or more.
Which completely changes how you use healthcare. People just skip going to the doctor to save money because they are on the hook for the first few thousand.
You are exactly right. 36% of adults actually reported skipping or delaying necessary medical care last year because of the cost.
I have definitely done that. You ignore a weird pain and pray it just goes away. But that usually turns into a worse emergency later.
It does. It is a huge crisis. 12% of adults had to borrow money last year just to pay for healthcare.
That is crazy. You have insurance through your job, but you still have to take out a loan to cover medical bills?
Yes, they took on an estimated $74 billion in medical debt. Even households earning over $180,000 are worried about it.
So why do we even stick with these employer plans if they are so expensive and confusing?
Mostly because of hassle costs. Comparing networks and out-of-pocket maximums takes so much mental energy that we just stick with whatever we picked on day one.
It really does. I log into the benefits portal and just see a wall of confusing acronyms. I just guess and hope for the best.
The system is intentionally complex. Only 16% of adults can accurately calculate their out-of-pocket costs when actually using their plans.
Not to mention things like prior authorizations. You think you are covered until your insurance denies the claim or blocks a new medication.
Exactly. So if your employer plan forces you into a terrible deductible or has a bad network, you can actually just opt out.
Really? I always assumed the open market would be way more expensive than a corporate plan. Are we allowed to just decline it?
You are not legally obligated to keep it. The ACA Marketplace offers individual coverage that might actually be better for your specific situation.
Especially for families, right? My last job heavily subsidized my premium, but offered almost zero financial help for my spouse.
That is the perfect example. If adding your family to your work plan costs $1,500 a month, the marketplace is absolutely worth a look.
Okay, so if I want to fix my coverage before April, what do I actually need to do this week?
Step one is verifying your provider network. Call your primary care doctor and make sure they are still in network because insurance companies quietly drop doctors in January.
Got it. And what is step two?
Step two is calculating your true out-of-pocket maximum. You need to know exactly how you would pay that bill if you ended up in the emergency room tomorrow.
Knowing that absolute worst-case scenario is super important. What else?
Step three is claiming any secondary employer benefits. If your company offers a flexible spending account or wellness stipends for gym memberships, claim that free money immediately.
I always forget about those extra perks. So, what is the bottom line for anyone listening right now?
Calculate your true annual healthcare cost today. Take your monthly paycheck deduction, multiply it by 12, and add your annual deductible.
So, premiums plus deductible equals the actual amount of money I'm risking on healthcare this year.
Yes, that is the one clear takeaway today. If that number is terrifying, you need to start directing money into a dedicated medical emergency fund immediately.
Do the math so you are not caught off guard. Thanks for listening, and you can find more practical guides on your money at geldzack.com.